Good morning, everyone. It is wonderful to see you all and to be here this morning and to be able to worship God together. And I hope that worship will be meaningful and comforting and nurturing and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship to experience. We have quite a few announcements this morning. April 25th, there will be a Carrabba's Clasp fundraiser, and there's a sheet in here about that, so if you get a chance to go to Carrabba's on April 25th, then 20% of your purchase price will go to Clasp, and that's a fundraiser that Clasp does several times a year. It's always fun, and you never know who you're going to run into, one of those things, so... please plan on going if you can. Today is the communion love offering. This evening we will have our Lenten evening series, and it will be the man blind from birth that we will be discussing. And I'm not sure what we'll have for supper, but there will be something one way or another. Next week will be the last one, April 9th, and it will be, we'll be talking about the dry bones and the death of Lazarus. So we had a really interesting discussion last week, so if you get a chance to come, we'd love to see you. Saturday, April 8th, this coming Saturday, we will be making palm crosses at 10 a.m. Everyone's welcome, and bring a friend if you'd like. If you've got any articles for the April-May issue of Chronicles, please get them in by Monday, April 10th. We need liturgists. We still need liturgists. We always need liturgists. So sign up. I think the choir is going to be participating in liturgy for April, but then we have the whole rest of the year. So anyone can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it. There is a leaflet about the One Great Hour of Sharing, which we can collect during the Easter season, the Lent and Easter season, particularly on Easter. So please read and donate accordingly. I want to say a huge thank you to anyone who came yesterday to help clean up. I am sorry that I couldn't be here. I was at the library. But I understand that there were several people who came, and maybe some people who came not yesterday but during the week. And I so appreciate the attention given to the cleanliness and the cleanliness of the building. I appreciate that. So thanks. I don't know what else to say. Thank you very much. It takes all of us to keep this building going, and I appreciate all of the work that goes into it. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear today? I feel like there's something else that I'm missing, but anyway. Yes, there is. I think that there's a discrepancy between the dates in the upcoming events. It says make palm crosses on April 9th. It is actually April 8th. It is the Saturday. I have had, for some reason, a hard time keeping the date straight for that weekend, and so I think I gave Patricia some wrong information and she didn't get it changed up in the upcoming event. So palm crosses are April 8th. Also, of course, Easter is coming, and we will have the early service and the breakfast and the regular service. The early service is at 8:30, breakfast is at 9. Regular service is 11 o'clock as usual. So I think that's it. If there aren't any other announcements. You can always tell when I've worked the library the day before. As I light the candle of Christ, I offer you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Please stand if you are able and join with me in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Praise be to the God and Father of us all, creating God.
You breathe life into us at birth.
Forgiving God.
You have provided
indwelling God.
You have given us your Spirit, which brings us life and peace.
Everlasting God.
You overcome death and give us hope for eternal life with you.
Praise be to the God and Father of us all. Pray together. You are awesome, O God, and we bring all praise and honor to you this day. Grant to us the will to truly worship you in body, mind, and spirit today and always. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us also to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Friends, when we try to hide from God, we are like the psalmist who feels God's hand heavy upon our conscience. With open hearts, let us no longer hide, but make our confessions of sin before God and one another. Let us pray. Forgiving God, you created us to live full and abundant lives. Yet sometimes we feel dead inside. We struggle to feel your presence and understand your will for our lives and our world. We try to enliven ourselves with dangerous behavior rather than finding you through serving others. Have mercy upon us, O God, and bring us back to life through your word and your spirit. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Even though we fall short of God's intentions for our lives, God never forgets us and never leaves us alone. Thanks be to God in Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Amen.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
peace of Christ to one another, we recognize our place in the family of God. Friends, the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Ma'am, you too. You doing all right?
Thank
you. You think? Okay, well, you're here, so that says something.
All right. I checked.